Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. The dry, hot days of summer create ideal conditions for the unpredictable blue-green algae to thrive in livestock ponds. Despite its name, these blooms are not actually algae, but cyanobacteria. Some, but not all, of these cyanobacteria can produce and release fatal toxins. Cyanotoxins damage the nervous system or the liver function. Typically, the first indication that cattle have consumed cyanotoxins are dead cattle. When found early, cattle may have muscle tremors, difficulty breathing, seizures, slobbering, or diarrhea. Or, if the liver is affected, weight loss and severe sunburns. To complicate the issue, there are many causes of pasture cattle death, so it's important to work with your veterinarian. Unfortunately, there's no known treatment, so monitor stock ponds and avoid livestock exposure to ensure livestock well-being. Blue-green algae blooms float near the surface, appearing as paint in the water. When the cyanobacteria die, they turn a bluish color, varying to gray or even a red-brown coloring. Blooms can appear quickly. Monitor ponds closely and be prepared to take samples if the green paint-like consistency is observed or if animal deaths are found in the pasture. Toxin concentrations in affected water can vary drastically. To learn more about water sampling, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.